Site. We left when we last left our heroes. We were on Daf Chof Aleph Base. And we had just read a little bit of the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. We'll start again with the Gemara. Dimi Amar Rami Leishol Shor Yochanan Maishna Reisha Maishna Seifa. Amar Lei, how come Rami is both in the same? But sounds exactly the same. Fruit of a kiss or fruit of a kiss. Amar Lei, no, the Seifa is not just fruit of a kiss. That was a short name. Seifa, or really, if there is them in a hektish. Right, the Seifa was not, he says, one fruit of this kiss is a hektish. Then it would be my flokit or give it a chavavit. Rather, the Seifa is, is that he says, okay, basically, at least one kiss. You know, I have to give one coin from this purse has to go to Hektish. Yifter kiss that kiss them Hektish. In which case, obviously, until you said there's no meila until you spend the last one. He also Rabban Amar kiss and Ashvarim Rabban. Right? He says no that this contradiction that Reish Lakish pointed out to Rabbi Yochanan was not between the Reish and the Seifa. Rather, was between our Mishnah and the case of Shvarim. It's not Omer Echad Mishvarai Hektish. Mishnah says, if I say one of my oxen is Hektish, I'll use Shnai Magdol Shabbat Hektish. If there were two, then the bigger one is Hektish. The assumption is that I mean the bigger one. Okay, what exactly is the question? Here we have a machlokis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says here, the question was, there's no bigger or smaller preacher. Time to go, Misha Haki, Amr, the Gala, the actress, Machin, Yafamadish, Shne, and Shabin, our reach of Shiavel, Yado, have a dish, right? Meaning, just like Ain Yafamadish means. Just like in Yafamakdish means that I'm giving a bigger ox. Likewise, I want to give the first pruta to be hektish. So why does our Mishnah say it's only last pruta? I want to give the first pruta as hektish. Tosu says it a little differently. Tosu says, Perish of safety must be said, not really, no, they have more crucial hektish. He assumes, no, but also, they're not bigger and smaller. Does pruta. But there are better shape and more shape krutas, I guess more worn and more shiny new krutas. Therefore, I'd want to give the best one. And the comparison, the reason we're asking the Seifa is because here we say, Echad Mishvarai, and there we also said, Kruta Min Kiseh. It's a similar Lashon. So that Lashon means either the first one, if they're equal, or Kartosos. The best one. Then why don't we say the first one or the best one is hektish in the Sefer for Mishnah? They give the same answer. Sefer only yifter gazem in a hektish. Rav Papa Amar learned daya kitzin albugin ramalei the stira regulation. Lachish answer. We often affiliate the stira between our Mishnah and the case of the lugin shal yayin, which we had mentioned during the year in Gittin. It's not alkech yayin bin akutin omer shnei lugin shani also the hafresh of ein truma. Asar my shavishon tishar my sheni mechal b'shos miyad divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Shimon Osrim, Amaleis. Okay, so this let's assume here the Gemara has a few different days scattered around Shas. They're arguing yesh breira or ain breira, right? Rabbi Meir holds yesh breira. So if I say what I'm mafresh later is truma now, what I'm mafresh later is meiser rishon now, what meiser later is. What I'm offers later, sorry, is Meiser Shani now, then I can already drink it because it's retroactively made into Lin, and I'll be offers later. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon say, no, because Lachora, they say it's an inbreaker. I can't say retroactively, everything is Matukan, and what I'm drinking now is Fulin. That is very similar to our case. What is our case? It's Pruta Min Kisnehech. One pruta of this kiss is hektish. That's similar to two lugin of gold to be mafresh is truma, etc. Now, what exactly is the question? Here we have machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Right? What is this called? It's called kisin Aluvin running lake, right? That's what he says. What exactly is the stira? Says Rashi. In the fifth to last line of the second in Rashi, Bahadra Yehuda, the Reb Shimon, Reb Yosef, Shimon Kashet, Rabbi Akiva, the Modesh, also Holy Hadachrona. The Kash was only from Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon, meaning Mandar or Ingrid. If in Braira, you can't say retroactively, the last thing will be true in everything else's culture, then in Braira, how can you say retroactively, the last fruit is Hekdish, and the rest of the fruits are culture? So Rashi says, what would be, what was the question? Says Rashi, mi man da omar, in Braira, if in Braira, yesh Braira, fine. What he's saying is, I am now makdish. Whatever pruta comes out of the kiss last. That's the shnei as average. But mandarin, how can you say retroactively? How can you say that the last pruta is lemafreya? The one I was makdish now. Okay, that's Rashi. Tosos disagrees. And Tosos says, he just technically doesn't like this idea. How can you ask a kasha on our Mishnah from Rabbi Yehuda or Yosef Shimon? Maybe our Mishnah is there. Right? Right, it's a little unclear. Like, okay, Rashi, I guess I'd have to say that maybe since our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and all of these phenomena, Tamidim, Rabbi Akiva, it's Akasha, like, if Rabbi Akiva held one, we have a thing for you. But Tosa says, no, maybe Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah was told that by Rabbi Meir, or maybe this is only Rabbi Meir's version of Rabbi Akiva. So Tosa says that the Kasha is a Filam under Yeshbera, right? The Filam under Yeshbera. Tosa says it in the Kasha. Tosa says, a Filam, the man the Omar Yeshbera, what is their Yeshbera? When I say, the kasha was even the braver is only when I say, when I explicate the braver. We're here, he didn't say, no, he didn't explicate anything. Filmander, yesh braver works only if I explicate it. And over here, I didn't say pruta achrona hekdish, pruta sheni asim b'hafrish. It just says pruta min a kisset. That would be like saying shnei lugin miyayin zeh truma. Each prayer is not going to help because I never said I want to retroactively clarify. What's the answer? The answer is arlei seifno seisonli potter kisset min ha hekdish. Right? The seifa is we say lo yipotter kisset min a hekdish. One pruta from this kiss has to be hekdish, but it could be any pruta. And therefore, it's no problem. So it sounds like the first answer of Tosos is right? Tosos Davki Mishush Apirish said, "Oh, stumble! How can you bring him in a stam?" Mishani probably if there be kiss ze bechuli bahavi kamafresh lugin. He said the formula Mahani. So Tosos' first answer is, what is the Teiras, the Omer, the Kupi? So says Tosos' first answer, Tosos, in his first opinion, says, Mehani Lamanda Amar Yesh Breira. For minor Yeshua or worse. What I'm saying is, what I really need to say is, the last one that's left will be Kadosh. And that's minor Yeshua, right? And it's very parallel to, it's the same as Shnei Logan. But then Tosos has another data. Inami, Mitamza Yol, if you don't mind the Leslie, or maybe you could have made for and Rashi clearly thinks it works even if you only ingrate. Because Rashi, the whole Kasha was another ingrate. I'm So the answer is, and Tosfos in his second day, Mahani Av Lemanda Omar Ein Brira, meaning it's better than Shnei. This works even the old Ein Brira. Okay, so Rashi says, well, question, why don't we agree? The answer is no, this works even the Ein Brira. Tosfos says, the Kasha is, even if you Yesh Brira, it's only if you say it, you didn't say Brira. The answer is, you didn't say it, but maybe it works in the old Yesh Brira, or maybe it works even the old Ein Brira. What is the machlokes between these two deos? Why would this work even if you hold Ein Brira? Isn't it? It does sound very similar to Shnei Lugin Shani also Bahakrish. So they're saying, the two Lugin I'll specify later are the ones that I'm the Torah. Here, the Pruta that will come out later, that I'll specify later, is the one that I am Makdish. So why, according to Rashi, the second day in Tosfos, is this better? Someone explain, please. Don't be bashful. Why is this better than Shnei Lugin? Why did this work even if you hold Ein Brira? After all, it sounds like Brira. Seems similar to Shnei Lugin. What's the difference? What? I mean the last two Lugin. So what's the difference? I mean the last one. What do you mean? Whatever point I think to be less. And what if instead of Shnei Lugin, I was like, Shnei Lugin ha'achronim? That would still be only if that is someone worth building for you,
right? The subject of the point versus the kiss.
I'm not sure we did it.
Maybe even though put it like Lugin, look at it, by the way.
Exactly. Precisely. This is what we had on the board during discussed each break and break up. And we put this Sos at the time. Sos brings a very, very fascinating machlokes. Okay, there's another Rashi we have to figure out how it fits in. He quotes a very fascinating machlokes. What if the halos doesn't have to be now? The halos could be mikan lahava. By Shnei Lugin, it's not enough to have a halos mikan lahava. I can't say it's not enough that when I am machrish the two Lugin, they'll be truma. When I'm machrish the 10, they'll be machrish. When I'm machrish the 9, they'll be machrish. That's not going to help. Because if they only become truma then we won't be tefel. I need them to become truma retroactive. But Shnei Lugin, it needs to be retroactive. By the pruta and a kiss hektish, does it need to be retroactive? Do I need it that last pruta to be hektish now? Or can it become hektish later? It can become hektish later, right? It doesn't need to be retroactive. Basically, if what I'm saying is, you know what? If I'm saying I am whatever, I say the last candy left in this jar is going to be yours. When we get there, I'm making a kinyan for you. The last candy left in jars will be yours when we get there. Okay, it's not yours retroactively now. It's yours later. I understand there's three we're going, something being clarified. But it's not being clarified retroactively, it's being clarified mikan ulahaba. And that is the machlokas here in the tzos. The Ktsos quotes a Ma'arit and a Rashi by Shemi who says, when I say it'll be Mavura later, it'll be Chal later, that works even if you hold Ein Brira. That's not a problem. It's only a problem when I say it'll be clarified later and I need it to be Chal retroactively now. And he quotes that as opposed to the Rashba who says that a woman who says, whoever the husband wants him to get to, should be much deserve to have all. So, of course, very quickly. So that only works with Yesh Brira, only Ein Brira. The Rashi says it only works with Yesh Brira. She's saying something has to be clarified later. And he says no, but the Maharit, the Rashi Shanas, would say that works even with Ein Brira, because I don't need it to be retroactively much so yet, just when it happened. Meaning, what I'm claiming is, what's the machlokas here? This is a classic machlokas under Ein Brira that we have before. We have a word about it. What's the yisod machlokas? The Yisod HaMachlokis is, what about things that need to be clarified but don't need to be retroactive? the first day in Tosos, the Yesod HaMachlokas is a halos that will be clarified later, but doesn't need to be chal l'mafreya me'achshav. Unlike the Lugin needs to be chal now. The other, all the classic river cases that need to be chal now, the Abram. Wherever the problem comes tomorrow, that's the direction by the earth, like the earth chal now. It's the earth chal, and maybe shmashos of Erev Shabbos. I need the true to be chal now, so I drink it. Whatever the various other cases are, the Gittin case, if you hold that in your brain, I need to get to be chal now, because it's be chal before I die. When it's too late, etc. So that's Yisod. So what's Yisod HaMachlokes? According to the first thing, Tosfos says, nope, that works only Lamanda Omar Yesh Breira. Meaning the Machlokes Yesh Breira and Ain Breira is anything that's not yet clarified. The Machlokes is any halos not clarified now. However, Rashi, the second day in Tosos, would say that no, that works the Kulei Alma. That's not Machlokes Yesh Breira. It's not Machlokes only if you have retroactive clarification. That had a clarification that's not retroactive, that's not controversial. The Machlokes is only retroactive clarification, right? If you remember what we said about this in Gittin, we suggested perhaps there's a Bahira here about what's the Sodom under and Greyra. The Bahira says, I don't think retroactivity because that's magic, that's against the laws of science. Or does he say, I don't think things in the if they're unclear? I require clarity. So the first thing he says, I require clarity. Something's not clear yet, you can't do it. While the second day, Tosfos Rashi would say, no, first two things aren't clear. You just can't clarify the retroactive, you can't go backwards in time. That's it, right? I think it's against the law of physics. You can't do that. To have a causation backwards in time. Again, don't tell me the latest discovery, so just a few less. But at least in Pashup shot.
I think it's Tosfos were really Marina.
Alright, that's just about the Gemara. Now I want to go back and have two hours of the Gemara. What is the funny Rambam? The funny Rambam is not the Rambam's fault. Like most of the funny Rambam, it's not the Rambam's fault. He was just quoting a Tosefta. Right? What does the Rambam say? Just quoting a Tosefta. What does the Rambam say? Just fine. If you look, just quoting a Tosefta. He first quotes our mission. Right? What does he say? Let's see. The thing prudish al hektish and is arga b'cholakis. So shamar prud b'kis shal hektish. That's the reach of our Mishnah. Mechal osav et harkei shtamish b'kis. Okay, you have to mechal it before you use the money. Bimhotzi below chila. And if you spent one of the prutas without being mechal it on something else, l'mal et shiotzi kolakis. You're not chayv me'ila until you spend all of them. That's like the chum of our Mishnah. That makes for that's yach the problem. Rabbi Tafli, you're coming against Rabbi Akiva. Then he goes on to say, that's vav. A Zion thought, what's in Zion Lach? A Zion quotes Tosefta. Amar kiss me kisai hekdish, Bashar me shvarai hekdish. Very similar to kiss me echam shvarai. Molin, and this is the Lash of Tosefta, the Kulan and Molin mitzasan. You're molin all of them and you're molin some of them. Meaning you're molin if you spend all the kiss the protos, you're also molin if you spend some. It's an also what you do. Maybe that God will shiver him. He says, you bring the big one, and you say, if the big one is hektish, then it's hektish, and if not, whichever one is hektish, mechol on this, because you don't want to be hektish with money, and then you can use a small one and just give the big one to hektish. That is the quoting a Tosefta. There are two spheres to this Rambam. What are the two spheres to this Rambam? Let's see. The Rambam science says, what was the case he says? What was the lesson again? Kiss me kisai or shor mishmar. Kiss me kisai or shor mishmarai is hekdesh. And what's the din? Moalin bekulan, moalin bimiksasad. Okay, there are two spheres to this run. One sphere is the one the Kesef Mishnah points out. From Maaser Karbanos per design halachah ches, which is the Mishnah that was quoted in the second version of Reish Lakish's Rami to Rav Yochanan. What did the Rambam say over there? Over echad mikvasai hekdesh ve'echad mishvarai hekdesh by loshnayim the gadol is hekdesh. Okay, if there are shlosha, then the gadol is hekdesh v'choshesh maybe may know me like any of the bigger ones. Etc. The Omar short stabish varai hekdesh. Then hagodos from hekdesh ve'in choshin lebeit. So what is Sphere 1? Sphere 1, this is what the Kesef Mishnah pointed out. Okay, in the Kesef Mishnah, some editor puts a comment on the slide and the question is, well, the Kesef Mishnah makes that. Doesn't make sense. But the Kesef Mishnah has the problem. Sphere from where is it? Meiser Karbanos, Tesvai in Ches, I said. Where did he say the Loshan was? Echad mi kvasai or echad mi shvarai hekdesh, then hosheshen legadol uveinobi. But if you said, what was the other lashon? Shor sheveshvarai. Then only the gadol is kadosh. So how come here the Rambam says rechoshish for all of them, right? What's the Rambam's lashon here? The Rambam's lashon here is rechoshish for all of them, right? We have to be halal whichever one of the big one. What about the fact that it says the Kesef Mishnah here and Tosefta per kama to be ila true? It's our imshe so much because we're gazayin by sugarbanos, but we're shor mishvarai hekdesh. Now of course. The Kesef Mishnah cheated a little because what did he say? He says this is Soser, what the Rambam wrote in Hilchas Meiser Karbanos about saying Shor Mishvarei Hekdesh. Why did the Kesef Mishnah just cheat? What do you mean by he cheated? He says this is Soser, what it says about Shor Mishvarei in Hilchas Meiser Karbanos. Why did he cheat? What does it not say? Hilchas Meiser Karbanos? It never says Shor Mishvarei. It says a lot of other things. Never says short. Sure, Shemishvarai never says short. Mishvarai. So, according to the vast majority of Achronim, who did we put on this sheet? For example, the Aruch Shulchan and the Kevas HaMishnah. he says, it's a different lashon. The answer is a different lashon. Okay, says the Aruch HaShulchan. He says here, nearly shishkila bin mishvarai lebishvarai. The difference between mishvarai and bishvarai. What are the answers? What most portions say is there's a difference. Here he says, shtor shebishvarai. That's different than shor mishvarai. Shor shebishvarai means he was a man among men. Right? He was a soldier among soldiers. That means the best. Shor Mishvarai, one of a man from the men, is different than a man among men. Man among men is a gapa. A man from the men is among the crowd. Okay, that is the simple answers that the Kesef Mishnah cheated, and the Rambam just very, very bedayik in the language and has different languages, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Ode, he says no. Shevishvarai equals gadol, but mishvarai equals anyone.
Really, the Rambam should be like was wondering what the earth was so cheated a little.
Did it say, but what about Ekman Mishmar and Shor Mishmar? Those are both Mishmarai, right? How do you differentiate the Shor Mishmar from Ekman Mishmarai? And here, there are some acronyms who sound like, you're right, Shor Mishmar and Ekman Mishmar are the same. And the Rambam doesn't mean they're all a suffix. He means they're all a suffix except for the Katan. But I think it's very dumb. The person is Molad Mitzah Sunset, but any Mitzah Shemol. And then in the end, he says, Yichanet B'Katan. Sounds like only after your Halal can you be Netta for the Katan. But until then, you can't be Netta for the Katan. So I don't love that shot. I think the Kesa Mishnah has to say, and here you have to be Nidchak a little, Yesh L'chai B'Loshet Echad Mishmarai and Shor Mishmarai. That's what you have to say, says the Mekabasa Mishnah, that Shor Mishmarai equals any, but Echad Mishmarai equals, now it doesn't mean the biggest, but it means a good one, meaning not the Katan, Gadol, or Benoni. Why? Because Echad, because Chazal have this drasha. That doesn't mean every person talks in the language of Chazal, right? What Chazal always darshan from? Rashan from the Shurgan is Rashan from Nassau? Wasn't that long ago, right? Just was fun. Power Echad, what does Rashi say? Two words. Miyuchad Shemeed. Now we're not going so far, doesn't it? Miyuchad Shemeed, bro. It's not the small one, a Gadol or Beinoni. Okay, so that's what, again, there is another option. So I don't want to say that here. Also, you make Gadol or Beinoni. Just to say, there's all these subtle differences in language. In language, Persian Mishmar, I mean the best. Echa Mishmar means a good specimen. Shor Mishmar means a random one. Okay, that solves the problem. The Evident Edel takes a different approach. He pointed out there's a deal. In Maaser Karbonos, the Rambam writes, Ketzad Yaseh Yamtin LeBeinoni Ad SheYipol Bo Mum. Wait till it gets a mum, and then you can be fine. In Helkas Me'ilah, the Rambam writes, In Hektish Shehu Arei VeHektish V'im Lo Hektish V'im Lo Hektish Kovak Shehu Mechulateh. Why do they say wait for it to get a mum? Now, you could just say, okay, shorthand, you already mentioned waiting for it to get a mum, because, you know, you can't be pulling that. You can't be put until it gets off. So you could say he meant it just to say it. The Evan Uzzel says, no, it must be that in my circumstances he's dealing with making a tzvima. That's why he says wait for it to get a moment before you're poking. And Elchos Me'ila, he was dealing with a balas mumbe kara. It was already a balas mumbe, but it was only for medic abayas. There he was talking about even tzvima that was there. Here he was talking about a behema balas mumbe kara medic abayas. Why you don't have to wait for ten? Always have. And he says that's the difference. When you're giving it to the Mizbeach, then you mean you want to give a nice one to the Mizbeach. When you're just donating it, selling you the money, then you don't always want to give away so much money. You know, that's enough money. Okay, that's the Ibn Uzzel's answer. What? When you're giving it to a curb on the Mizbeach, then you want to give a good one. How good? Lost your charge of the smart one. Because when I say Shor Mishmar for betting a bias for just who's just done with Yalla, then I just mean a random one of them. I don't mean anyone in particular. Kedusha, well, I want to give a good one, not a bad one. Kedusha's dumb, I want to give any of them. I don't know which one I want. Kedusha's dumb, it's a suffix, any of them. Kedusha Gopitz, only the good ones. Only the good one, parentheses, F, both works. Depending on what I say. So that's his diuk is from the fact it doesn't say Yantashi Poma. His diuk is that Kedushas Hagof Lamizbeach, there's an omdina of Rotze Lehakriv Gadol, or at least the Beinoni. Kedushas Damim. Then there's no umdana.
This is based on the fact that one of the rabbis is the nice performance and the other
is the nice. No. Yes, but it's more based on the fact that my story says wait for it to get a mum. Means it doesn't yet have a mum. Here, it doesn't say wait for it to get a mum. That's the real deal of the Amnus. And my story says wait for it to get a mum before you pull that. And here he doesn't wait for it to get a mug. Why do you have to wait for it to get a mug? Because it already has a mug. Okay, that's a diuk. That's a diuk. That's his diuk. Because it says, Yamten ad sheyipol bomor. And here it doesn't say, that's his real time. Okay. That's two technical ways to answer this question. The other question they had was, yes?
Because you can't be pulled on an animal out of your head.
You can't be pulled on an animal without a mug.
Right, okay,
that's not a pigeon. The second question is, let's just move over here. Stira 2. Is it much more hard? It's Tar Mishnah. Zion, Zion, verse, however that resolve of the book. That's the same exact lashon. Notice the same exact lashon. Here he said, sure, where is it? Kiss me, kisai, vishor, mishvarai. What did he say earlier? Pruta, bekiss, zehektish. What happened when you had pruta, bekiss, zehektish? Meaning, they're both cases where it could be any. Pruta, right? Here we have Zion Vav, Pruta, Bekisze, Zion Zion, Kis Mikisai, or Shor Mishmarai. What do they both have in common? They're all Usher. They're all Usher. He says, both cases, they're all Usher. Why? Because he didn't use a Lashon of Echa Mikvasa, Echa Mishmarai, Shor Mishmarai. They are all usher. They're both all usher. Okay. Well, what's the difference? How about Me'ila? Over here it said, based on the Chachamim in our Mishnah, Lo Ma'al Ad Sheyotzi Kula. By the fruit of the kiss, you're only Mo'al if you spend all of them. Over here, Moalin, even b'miktsasan, even if you spend miktsasas me'ila, that's the other secret drama that the transmission doesn't have. How come when I say pruta and I kiss a whole mo, we suffer, right? Because we possibly get pruta, we suffer only when I spend all of them. But if I say kiss me, you say sure, shvar, and moalin, if I spend only miktsas, you can only use one of them, right? That's a kasha. It's really steer between the mission and the concept. I mean, what you want to say, you know. But Rama passes the Tosefta. You could have said the Tosefta is Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva holds your bowl on the first. But Rama passes. So that's the Stira. So here there is a very technical Pashat way and a very Chodesh way to answer this Stira. Also, Machloksi and all the other Achronim and the Aruch HaShulchan says the Aruch HaShulchan and many, many other. Achronim, but it says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Ode, what does it say? Mo'alin Lav Davka. It doesn't mean it's mamish me'ila if you spend one kiss or one short. No, it's really, the two cases are exactly the same. It's awesome to use any of that, they're all the suffix. You're only tied or me'ila when you're the last one. Why did Rami use a different phrase? Because once he's putting Mishnah, once he's putting Tosefta, and even though it's sometimes Eric Rana work all the phraseology to get it to be a very neat conceptual structure, sometimes he quotes the Lashon of the Tanaim. And here, he meant to say the same thing. He said in two different words. When he said in Perei Halacha Zayin, Molu Kula, Molu Sasan, and when he said in Halacha Vav, that it's the chalos of a acharka mishtamish kiss. You can't be mishtamish in it, but if you do, you're not molded to expend all that. Meant the same thing. Mol lav dafka ela aser lechatchila misafek. He didn't mean you're molded when you spend some of that. And really, same exact din in both halachos. Ah, it's a little dachot that he said in totally different words. Okay, So this holds always the problem of did the Rambam very often think to some words, sometimes use the tongue of his words. Okay. Yeah, it's the case where the Rambam could have used full words to make things clearer, but use the words of the Tanaim even though they made things less clear. Okay, I don't know what the risk is, we say, but it's possible. The Ibn Azal says a tremendous chiddush. He says a tremendous chiddush. He says, no, the difference is that's a pluta, and this is a kiss or a short. What does he mean? And here he makes a tremendous chiddush. He says, really? When a person says kiss me kisai or shor me shvarai or puta mina or puta me kisai, he really means one of them is hekdish, but he also means that that hekdish is spread throughout. Now, what's the mechanism for that? He suggests the mechanism for that is that the guy wants to be chazik the hekdish and therefore have wine for a couple of times tonight. He says one of them is hekdish. But if I use any of them first, then the hekdesh gets split among all of them to make it another. Okay, that's a very big finish that he's saying to me. Chazik the hekdesh, you make one of them hekdesh, but you also make the hekdesh spread through all of them to make you higher for using any of them, to make it very strong. You're like, one of them is hekdesh. I also want them all to be hekdesh, so I'm very serious about this group of kisa, this group of shvarim, and this group of prutos. And therefore, I'm also spreading the hekdesh out among all of them. So basically, if I give one to hekdesh, you're right, only have one to hekdesh, so I do wrong, then the hekdesh spread out everywhere. That's the big fish they have in also. There's spread out hekdesh in the whole group. It's like a rope, not just a rope, almost like a shukfus of hekdesh. Right? It's a spread out shukfus of hekdesh in the group that is then misdirected into one of them. Right? You could have also said maybe it's like one of these, like, it's rare if you were borrowing it, you know. If you're borrowing the Emperor first, but not better. That's a big fish to Ibn Azal. Then the Ibn Azal has a great chah. What's a great chah? By the way, I don't think this Ibn Azal necessarily should talk to the other Ibn Azal. I think you've answered your question once. He says that no, that the both cases are the same. Both cases are theoretically the same. Both cases are theoretically the same. But I mean, theoretically, not practically. What happens is that the Kedusha spreads out proportionally through all of them. And therefore, a mole of a Mitzasan, a mole of a Kulan, if I spend one kiss, let's say there are 10 keys, if I spend one kiss, I'm low on 10%. And another kiss, low on 10%. Spend all that, low on 10% of each one. So it spreads out through all of them. If I don't, do the right thing and clarify it right away. So why does it also spread out through all the creatures of the kiss? The answer is it does. But what happens if I, let's say there are 20 creatures in the kiss, spreads out 20th of each of them. Why aren't I low when I spend the first pruta? Because it was only 20 of a pruta. Second one. Basically, when I spend 19, I'd be small, but only on 19 20ths of a pruta. And if the pruta spread out, it won't be more on a pruta. You can spend all of them. And that's why I'm only mold at the end. Tremendous finish. Not be something only mold at the end. It's not that I'm only mold at the end. Different. We also assume now there are bottom, which tells them that there's no part on Ashwin Tolu on something that you must. It's not a bottom until the end. No, it's a bottom until the end. It's not a pruta until the end. Because when you spread out a kiss, that leaves you a shor pruta in each kiss. If I spread out a shor, that leaves me a shor pruta in each shor. If I spread out a pruta, by definition, I haven't been bowl of shor pruta until I spend all of them. Very clever mathematical chav of the Ibn Azal. But the difference is, in a kiss or a shor, yesh, hektish, shor pruta, yachol kiss, uvachol shor, obviously much more than shor pruta. You know, how many kisses do I have? You know how many prutas are one kiss? You know how many prutas are short? But if you're talking about pruta, the difference is just how bad the looks. Ein hekdesh shavar pruta bepachos mi kol hakiss. Okay, that's the Ibn Azal schab. I think it's a nice schab. It's a very machodesh mechanism that at the same time you say one of them is kadosh, and I can borrow one of them, I'm also saying it spreads throughout. That's the finished day of an OSL. Then it works nicely. If it spreads throughout and it's a very large amount, then each one is Me'ilah. If it spreads throughout, it's only Pruta. There's not, there's Me'ilah, but it's not. Me'ilah shall recruit until I spend all of them. That's the Chag of the evidence. Okay, that's the two ways to explain it around. The Ibn Azal says the reason it spreads throughout is because the Ibn Azal says the reason it spreads throughout is because I had in mind to make this an effective Chazak, and therefore I had in mind that it should be one. But if anyone decides to take it for themselves, I want it to
be it's like a
just as a Chazak. I thought maybe you could say it a little more fancy, but say is that it's sort of a spread out general hekdesh, which you can focus into one item. If I take one item and say, I'm giving this one the hekdesh, then
I can.
But in one way, it's like basically they're all Meshuvah, but you give one. So if I take any of them, I partially been all Meshuvah. The Ibn Azal just made it up. He's very clever. Yes. Well, the Ibn Azal is very clever. You don't have to believe him. You don't have to believe him. Yes. The problem is the only other option is to say that he said the same thing in completely different words. Which is possible. That goes back to the question, to what extent did he use his own language or recite? What does Ramach think? In general. What? Now, what does he think in general? Does he think? Okay, very hard to know. Okay, my turn. Now, Shmuel, you got this, right?
I'm pretty sure that he thinks that no basis the chorus because the story.
Okay.
I mean, you hear the story might be right.
Okay. Again, the other option is not hook, not possible. Okay, one last thing we need to discuss, which is Tosfos, the second half, although I guess we'll go back a little to the first half of Dibur HaMaskil Pruta. Tosfos asked a famous question. This is an infamous Tosfos. One of those famous Tosfos in Torah. He asks, why isn't the coin of Hekdesh Bethel Barov? Great question. What happened to Bethel Barov? Why did the coin of Hekdesh Bethel Barov and then no one's at their mall? There's no problem whatsoever. Amazing question. And what is Tosfos answer? Tosfos says, V'tein bubbly bottle I crucial Hekdesh enough law. Right? Not only shall we agree that Hexus Double Shish Latiran, but it's a bit far of common sense. Hexus Double Shish Latiran, like we quoted, it's true, this the purpose of Hexus really not such a big deal. It's not like a tarobus of, you know, a Bodhisattva or something, you know, one a Bodhisattva coin gets mixed with my other coins. Now I can't use any of them. I'm stuck. I lost a ton of money. One Hekdesh coin that mixes the million coins, that's a big deal. Just take a coin and say, whatever the Hekdesh coin is, it's a whole lot of this. Shalom Yisrael, Dabar Sheish Matirin. There's a rule, Dabar Sheish Matirin is not bottle because you can solve the problem. So, isn't that a great answer? That's, after all, what Tosos says in Psachim. Tosos Psachim, the Gemara Psachim says, Hekdesh should be Elif Lo Bottle. Tosos says, why? Because Dabar Sheish Matirin. And not only that, the Gemara, that's Tosim Sachin. The Gemara says it's Tosim Nidar. Any Dabar Sheish Latirin, such as Hekdesh, is not Bottle. Right, Gemara Nidarim, Daf Nun Ches, says in the Sugya of Dabar Sheish Latirin, says, Go Dabar Sheish Latirin, Ki Go Tevel, Omai Sushani, Be Hekdesh, Be Chadash, Lo Nasman, Chachamim, Shir. Okay. Chadash Sheish Latirin, just wait till after Pesach, Omai Sushani, Tevel is Yishma Tira, just be Mafers, right? Wherever it is, say this, the Truma on the Tevel, wherever it is, and my Shane Hekdesh are Yishma Tira, just said, goes on this coin, wherever it is. So, that's Tosa's answer. However, Tosa says that doesn't work in our Mishnah. Halakal Mamer, to Dorish Yishma Tira, Dorab Bonan. The problem is, Dorish Yishma Tira is Bonan in the Torah. It's only not Bonan in Drabonan. In which case, the coins in our Mishnah are only also Drabonan. If the coins are only also Drabana, then why are you chayav Me'ilah? Me'ilah is a carbon d'oraisa. You only chayav Me'ilah for an issue d'oraisa. So the Tzarech Lomar, Dochet Gadol, Deleka Lechad, Bekis, Deleka Bidol. There's only one other coin. It's not one of three or four or five. It's one of two. Then there's no Bidol Rokes. No Rokes. 50-50. Okay, it's a big kids, and there are only 2 points. Sounds like. Guess 4 points? Yeah, there's only 2. Then it's not bothering me to write. So, inami matbea chashuv below bottle. Or a matbea is a double chashuv. There's a rule that double chashuv is not bottle. Right? Anyone here learning your day knows, right? Give me some examples of chashuv that are in the bottle.
Area,
Tikkurim's Tabid, Dumbish Minion, something you count, right? Shnisko, right? That's the whole right? Peric Atar Rupos, which is the nickname for the seventh Peric Zachan called Bachchis Arubu, etc. Those are all animals, and animals are Chashuv and are not Batel. Okay, so Matbeya is very Chashuv and it's not Batel. Okay, who says Matbeya is Chashuv? It's also Matbeya is Chashuv. Okay, Matbeya is Chashuv and not Batel. Okay, we understand. I understand. Matbeya could be, you know, Dinar Zahavar could be approved of, but what could be the idea of a Matbeya is a very Chashuv thing? You know, all the communists in the audience might be disappointed, but so the world we live in, a Matbeya is a very Chashuv thing. I don't think so. I hear, but I don't. I don't think so. So let's review for a second. Here's the question: why is Lama alone is batwa matbeya erod. Answer number one is davar shigesh lo matirin. But then we had a problem because that's only drasha, right? Problem. It's only midrabanan. Answer number two is chad b'chad. It's a term of chad b'chad, one and one. There's no root. Okay, people came up. Certainly answers the question. Answer number three is matbeya chashuv. But lo batel, a davar chashuv is not a davar chashuv is not batel. Now, let's just go back to the first answer, Darshish Matirin, so Kutchin, who's right here on the side in the source of Shas, has a Haggah in Tosos, that he thinks what Tosos means to say is, B'yishlomer d'me'ilam y'rabbonan ka'amar, inami, etc. He adds in Tosos to rescue the Pshat of Darshish Matirin, maybe it's only me'ilam y'rabbonan. Okay, it's a big Kiddush. Usually, Milo Mishnah means a Kurba, Milo Daraisa. But there are a few places where it says the Ewa, the Gemara says it only means the Kurba, the Doka. So maybe you could say, it says that some Kutchin in his Haggah on Tosfos, he somehow put, I don't know what it means if he put it in his Tosfos, but he had like some Sabyan that had this, or he just figured that must be what it is, and he never heard of the Isser of, you know, being Haggah's Misora, I don't know. Says they said, in the Doka, I get to say the Me'ila is Me'ila Midrabanan. Okay, that could be. Don't change what you're in the Batel. We don't kiss it. Not Hedish Midrabanan. It's Midrabanan. Or Chat, or my base Tashul of Batel. Here, the Chok Nasan in the back goes a little ballistic on Tosos. And where's my Chok Nasan? Here we are. Says the Chachnasan in this Tosos. I mean, he really goes ballistic on the Brichadish. I ain't Brichadish. I ain't Mishlo Melech. We'll come back. What do they all ask? They ask, what do you mean? They ask, what do you mean? And Dabar Chashim will bottle is also only the Darabana. It's only the Darabana that a Dabar Chashim is not bottle. So it's only Drabbanan that is Dabar Chashuv, it's not Bato. That is he, says the Chok Nasan. He says, problem is, again, this is Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, everything's Bato Baruch. It's only Drabbanan that Dabar Chashuv is not Bato Baruch. So then, we have a problem. How do you read this Tosos? And he says, I think another Hagon Tosos. Really, what Tosos meant to say is, maybe it's a Rishishon Tiran, oh, but that's only Darbonim, so it can't be. Maybe it's a Rishishon Lobot, that's only Darbonim, can't be. Tosos only gave the answer, Chat Bechat. That was his rejection. He's Magia and Tosos to say, we reject this because it's only Midrabanan. Then he quotes a Prichadish. The Prichadish is something very wild. This is all in Tosos. Says the Prichadash, he makes an Okenta. He says that I don't really understand what he means, I must admit. Well, you know it's not Bato? Let me ask you a simple question. If I have one treif hamburger and 60 treif hot dogs, 60 kosher hot dogs, and I mix them all up. Is it bottle? One treif hamburger gets mixed with 60 kosher hot dogs. Now I have a big table with lots of things on it, including one treif hamburger and 60 kosher hot dogs. Is it bottle? No, because? Because it's nicker. You see what's the hamburger. It's not mixed. So, two says, Rechadish, the Hegdish coin looked different. Okay, they have figured. So, what does Rechadish keep mean when you spend the first one? Your mold, just check which one you spent. I guess he means when you spend the first one and you don't pay attention to which one it was, the rest of them fall in the ocean and then you can't check. Okay. But B, it's a little different. Could be the problem is the mission has two cases. One case is where a pruta of Hegdish falls in. Yes, the other, the guy says, pruta bekis the Hegdish. If I say pruta bekis the Hegdish, you can't say the Hegdish one was recognized. I didn't say which pruta it was. No one knows which fruit it is. Obviously, the Hegdish one is not recognized. So why is it not Bottle Baruch? So the Prichadish doesn't address that. He doesn't explain, I don't know if the does, how his answer helps. He doesn't jump from one case to Mishnah. How does his answer help to the other case to Mishnah? Before what you're going to have to do is some very fancy footwork, and he's going to have to say what I meant is, in the case of the Pruta that falls in, it's recognizable. In the case where he said Pruta Bikis the Hegdish, there's maybe a principle in some Rishonim, or the diametral opposite of a principle in other Rishonim. We discussed that this year. I feel like it's something I discussed at some point this year, but I think it was in Afternoon Seder, not Seder, which is that maybe if the whole, if it was not really a mixture of two things, but it was like created as a mixture, maybe there's no mitzvah. I know there's a Mordecai example of the opposite. Maybe there's only bittul if you have iser and heter and they mix. If you just create something as part iser, part heter, by saying pruta b'kisa hekdesh, then there's no bittul. Look, more than that, the Brichadish is going to have to say. Again, I looked it on the side to see it. Like, you can say that. He just said a few lines, didn't say anything, and, you know, went to sleep very soundly that night. But maybe you could say, if you want to say, answer number four, Chadash, he says, at least in the case of not Pruta, you could say the Hegdish was nicker. Okay, you have to make a lot of weird okimtas, meaning the Hegdish was bigger than the other ones, or was thinner, or was, you know, a Pruta, I don't know, they have different Prutas, right? They have the Buffalo Pruta, the Naked Pruta, and this, and the Buffalo Pruta, not the Hellenic Pruta, whatever they call it, much of the mystician. Not a wicked fruta, and you couldn't check. He just didn't check. The Rekiva says if he spends the first one, and then you have to add in the rest of it, falls into the ocean, so he can't check what's left. And he's Moel, and the Chacham say, well, he spends all of them. I just think that you need another answer. Or Pruta Bekisseh, and I'm not getting into it, and I don't know why the Prichadish didn't get into it, but there is a Shita out there that when something is created as a Tarot, as opposed to mixing, and it was never, here's subtlety, okay, I really should get into this. If there was Heter, and then Isser was created inside it, then that's super possible, even though it's not true. But if something was created originally never known which is a Osir, which is Mutter, then maybe there's no Bittul. Maybe the nobitl when something was created and when the heter was never clear, when the heter was never clarified. You never knew which was heter before and it was created. Tarot was made, there's nobitl. Okay, but that's a big chiddush of the pre-chiddush. How do we defend Tosfos? So the Chochnasan says, I can defend Tosfos, I'm reading Tosfos, then he retracted. Pre-chiddush says, I don't defend Tosfos, I give a better shot. How do we defend Tosfos? L'chor Tosfos l'shitasa, like the Mishnah Bella points out, in Brachas Davav and Beis. There is an infamous Tosfos, Brachas Davav Amud, did I say Beis? I think I might have meant Amud Aleph, but Beis, by the famous sugya of Takva Tomei, Kafatz Echem, and I'm going to give you somewhere.
Where did you say?
Babat Tzir Bav and Beis.
What did you say?
Bav and Tzir Bav and Beis.
I thought this is a problem.
Getting ready for next year. Bav and next year's in my head. Bav and Tzir Bav and Beis. I'm really excited. Infamous Tosfos, Bav and Tzir Bav and Beis, where we learn that when we learn Bav and Tzir here, before your time. That Kafatz Echem and Menuhin. Okay, very complicated sugya. Basically, you're doing Meiser Behema. How do you do Meiser Behema? You count 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. At 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the 10th one, you hit with a paint, a stick with red paint on it. And now you know that it is carbon. After 9, one of the 9 jumps back up, back into the pen and mixes with all the others. Now you don't know what to do because you don't know the one you already counted can't count again. So any animal that goes through, you don't know if it counts or not. Maybe it's already counted. So like the next one, how do you know if it's 10 or if it doesn't count? So the answer is they're all potter. You can't do Meiser Behema anymore. They're all potter. Special rules, soft Meiser Behema is potter. Tosfos asked, why isn't the one that jumped back in bottle, the counted one bottle to the uncounted ones? And now they're all uncounted. And Tosfos has a fascinating formulation. Tosfos says, and don't say a darsh minyan, something counted is not bottle, because it's chashuv. Something counted is not bottle, because it's only not bottle midrabanan. The rice it is bottle, so you should be chayv in Meiser Behema. It's only not bottle chula. Can't say it's not bottle kula. So Tosfos answers that, and then he says, "Ubirya nami lohavi can preach mechulin." And don't say it's not bottle, because it's a birya. It's a creature. It's like I explained in chulin, something's only called a creature if it was usher since it was created, not if something happened. Now, the Achronim make a diog from Tosfos. Tosfos says, don't say Dom Sheminyan in Ubatel, because that's only Rabbanan. Don't say Birya in Ubatela, because this is not called a Birya. Why don't we just say, don't say Birya in Ubatela, because that's only Rabbanan? The diog from Tosfos says that Dom Sheminyan is not Batel in Rabbanan, but Birya is not Batel in Daraisa. I'm actually quoted, I think, by the Shach of Taz, beginning of, and in the beginning, some cough in your day, and reject. I'm not saying impossible. But say this Tosfos Shitasa. Tosfos thinks there are two levels of Dover Chashev. Something that's a little Chashev is not Batel Midrabanan. Something that's very Chashev is not Batel Midaraisa. I don't have the exact Dara. But when we see in those moments, see, there's two, if you're a diet, which I don't see how you can not, there's two levels of Dover Chashev. Dover Shabbat Midrabanan is not Dover Chashev, one level Dover Chashev, not Batel Midrabanan. Birya is a high level Dover Chashev, not Batel Midaraisa. Okay, could it be there are other ways to read that Tosfos? Yes, but not for now. Maybe you could say this is what the Mishloah Melech says. Says the Mishloah Melech that Barim Kashubim, but oh, that's not his Lashon. Einam B'Telem Min HaTorah, and then it would be Tosfos L'Shitase in Bav Metzia Daf Vav Beis that the Darsha B'Minyan means something you can't. A bottle, midaraisa, just midarabonah. But a period is deep midaraisa, it's not bottle. Some things are not bottle midaraisa. It's a tremendous finish. She just yachted Tosfos, but the Lishamel takes Tosfos seriously. So now we have four potential answers. B. Four potential answers is why it's not bottle, you don't have a material, but then you have to say for a bottle. There's no two ways about it. At the Chad, no. Good reason to not be bottle rice, so you're pimped up. My day is not chashev, which you either have to get back to the Rabbanan problem, or be mechadish like Shlomel, those who talks about the Tzia, or the Prichadash, who doesn't explain much Tzika, but says it's mid. All reasons why it's not bottom. What some of the Achronim try to do, and I don't want to spend a long time on it, because we don't have a long time, what some of the Achronim try to do is to answer that it's not that it's not butel, It's not that it's not batel. But that even though it's batel, it is usur anyway. And this is the karet or I mentioned, and I would add to that forget the karet or is not going to help you. If that's going to be something else, I'd say the merome sada. What is the merome sada? Seeing that it's in the finish, says the merome sada. He says, you know what? Let's call this 1.2. He says, Davar sheyesh lo matirin eino batal midrabanan. But you know what the Rabbanan did to make their zero serious? They said hefker best in hefker, we're making it heftish. Meaning, it's only midrabanan not batal, but hefker best in hefker. They made it midrabanan not batal. They were remocked to shit. The heftish is batal. But the hefker best in hefker, they were remocked to shit to make their zero serious. Well, Kazru Rabbanan Behik Bishuhu Mita'am Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Okay, I think that's very creative of the Rabbi Sada. He then goes back to Rabbi Akiva the Chacham and say, and therefore I know my folks are Akiva the Chacham. They're not arguing about something. Be'ilah, like Tosaf says, they're arguing about God. I put it on the list under the Karen Over from this time. The Chacham say they didn't use Hefker Bezdin Hefker to make colors for the last one. They really ignored their Zerah. Rabbi Akiva said they used Hefker Bezdin Hefker to make the first one colors when you started Zerah. Okay, that is a very creative room. Sada, Agav, all these are supposed to try to say Tosota there, even things and they're not arguing about the Shatasa priest about Safik, but I just pointed out so Doris, it's a portion of sense to hear like Tosas or not, that they're arguing about Safik, you said the same. Even said, oh, come right away. Let's go to Safik, okay. Getting back to this. However, the Me'iri gives a different answer, and many, many Achronim, the Me'iri and many Achronim, who's on our sheet, the Aruch HaShulchan give this answer, and the Rabbi Yisrael Gachanan give this answer, right, the Rabbi Yitzchak, right, our namesake, they give this answer, and many, many Achronim all give a different answer, which really is a game changer. What does the Me'iri say in Pesachim? Parallel to Tosim Sachem asking why Hector's not batal. He starts with Davar Sheish Matirin, and then he doesn't like it so much. We'll skip why he doesn't like it. In the end, he says, Masha Enkin Behekta Shum Mamon, Mamon Eino Batal. Mamon is not batal. That's based on the line of the Gemara Beitza Daf Lam Chesem and Aleph. What does it say? Harishinis Arev Kav Shalom Kav Shalchavero, whatever the Lashon is, right? A bushel of my wheat gets mixed with a big pile of your wheat. Yochal halav v'chadi. What does it mean? Does that mean it's not all your wheat? Maybe. The truth is that sometimes. I don't know. My food gets mixed with your food, right? I have a chocolate bar, you have two chocolate bars. And we put them down, we don't know who's our roots. Do you get all three chocolate bars now? Yochal halav v'chadi. You get the last one in the bank. No, obviously you don't get all three chocolate bars. That's crazy. Obviously, I get one chocolate bar back. Why? Because mamon is not bato. Only answer status is bato, but bayos can't be bato. Can't use bittel barok to take away my money. Right? That sounds like, you know, sounds like something that should be in the Midrash Rabbah about stone. Right? Parsh Bayera. Ah, the poor person would come. You only have one little piece of bread. Just got mixed up with all your spreads. It's all mine with the world. Okay, I mean, I'm going to that's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. Even in stone, they didn't do it. That's how ridiculous it is, right? Because if they had done it, the Midrash would have gone. So, it says, Momen ain't a batel, very pasha. What's the difference? All of the rules of Bittel are when it comes to sister status, not when it comes to bailos. Of course, bailos is not batel. Of course, if one of my chocolate bars gets jumbled with two of your chocolate bars, the answer is either one third shukmas, you have two third shukmas. You don't say it's all your chocolate bars. We don't even say, I haven't found anyone who says this, it'd be radical, they're all your chocolate bars and you just paid back the money. No. I get one of the chocolate bars, haven't decided as soon as we split them up, right? But I get one chocolate bar back and you get two chocolate bars back. That's clear. So, Maman is not batel. That's the answer of the Meiri. That's what the Orcha Shulchan here says. We'll see in a moment. He says that with a caveat. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Kanan says in the Be'er Yitzchak. That is a pretty pashut answer. That's a pretty pashut answer. As a matter of fact, yeah.
This starts all the way. I was thinking, you say that by having to check. Can't be with Batzla, it's only because the dish is on the value of the content. So, as opposed to like, use the Sukkot, then you would be able to.
I mean,
but that's also the Mama. Yes.
Yeah, and you're saying the same in different words. The Archa Shulchan wants to be very bold. And he says, let me kill two birds with one stone. First of all, it's such a good answer. Why didn't Tosaf say it? And second of all, the Chaknas' question says, that's what Tosaf meant. When Tosaf not Be'er's Chashu will batel, they didn't mean Dabar Chashu being a batel. They mean a Be'er is worth money, and money is not batel. It's clever, but not practices. It's clever that he won't say Tosaf's meant like him. It's hard, that doesn't seem to be shot at Tosaf's. But you see how he's really bothered. It's such a good answer. Why didn't Tosfos give that answer? Why didn't Tosfos give that answer? Says the Chef Schmeitzer, a very, very famous Chef Schmeitzer here. Why didn't Tosfos give that answer, says the Chef Schmeitzer? What's the Chef Schmeitzer's famous word here? Why didn't Tosfos give that answer? So Arvin, but look, he looked at the Darvin, and the Darvin says, no, she's not here. Well, what? Okay. But, you still have a question. Maybe in Dharma Shishma Tirin, it's also in the Dharma Shishma Tirin, it's also Dharma Shishma Tirin. Now, how come Tosfos is desperate? They're explicitly Dharma Shishma Tirin in the Dharma. They're not saying, well, there's another reason it's not one of them. Over here, Tosfos is desperate. He needs the Dharma Shishma Tirin, not a Dharma. One man say the Dharma Shishma Tirin is not a Lama Nehru Bata. So what does Chef Schmeitzer do with this Tosfos? So the interesting word, Yitzhak Ochan and the Ein Yitzhak, he goes back and he says, B'dochak, I can defend why Tosos didn't give the answer of Mamonei Nebatel, because Tosos was not talking about the case of a pruta that fell in. He was talking about the case of when a guy says pruta b'kesha de hekdish. Okay, it could also be done by a patient of pruta fell in. This guy's pruta b'kesha hekdish. And there's a funny rule. This is machlok b'sil b'shamai, but we are b'sil on this. That yesh she'ela b'hekdish. You can do a tarsin darm for a hekdish. The Shammai thinks, we're making something mixed. If I'm not the Shammai, I'm going to do a Tarsus Darm, just like any other, just like a Neder of Isser. For a Neder of Hektish, I can do a Tarsus Darm and undo the Hektish. Says where he's Lachanan, because in our case, you could do a Tarsus Darm on your Hektish. And therefore, since the guy can do a Tarsus Darm on his Hektish, you can't say the mummon belongs to Hektish because you have the right to a Tarsus Darm. Therefore, in Dini Mummonus, it's still his. The right to do a certain basis, it's like the right to do a certain darim makes it his money, not Hekdish's money. What is Hekdish a real bindless? Basically, it's an interesting question. Like, if you own something, but I have the right to acquire it whenever I want for free, maybe that counts as if I own it, but maybe it wouldn't say. You have one chocolate bar, but I have a contract that I can take your chocolate bars whenever I want for free, and it gets mixed up with two of my chocolate bars. Maybe it is mental then. Because come on, they're all my chocolate bars. Okay, that's his duchuk answer to why Tosfos. Lama Tosfos. Lo tier two kaf. Okay, they have a smach. Tosfos both in Psachim and in Ila. In Psachim, why didn't Tosfos answer that? Okay, you can get more fancy. Like here, you needed something fancy. The right reason. You have a good right reason. Why didn't they say is not Motel? Why not say that? And so he wants to give, the Ein Yitzchak wants to give a technical answer, right? But what does the Chef Schmeitzer say? Chef Schmeitzer says, because this ties into Hakira, what is he trying to figure out? The Chef Schmeitzer is, the big chunk of the Chef Schmeitzer is about Ein Echad. Is Ein Echad Ne'eman about Hekdish? Is Ein Echad Ne'eman to say that Hekdish was Nifte, was whatever became Kluv? Is Ein Echad Ne'eman to be Matur Hekdish? So if it's an Isser, is Ein Echad Ne'eman to be Matur an Isser? That's not a trick question. Is Ein Echad Ne'eman to be Matur an Isser? Of course, Ein Echad Ne'eman to be Matur. Right? Okay, there's a whole discussion here at the beginning, though he could be quoted for sure. Is a nechad echad naman to say the money that belongs to someone now belongs to someone else?
No.
No.
Right? That's called the shiny yakum dar. Right? Dar dar mima, the original dar is mom.
Right? So says the Shev Shmaitza, well, is hektish mom or is hektish isser? What's the nature of hektish? Is hektish different bailus? There's bailus of Reuven, bailus of Shimon, bailus of Levi, and bailus of hektish. Right? Hektish the bailus. In which case you need two aidim to testify that something's not hektish. Because if one aid can't say Chaim's money came mine, certainly one aid can't say Hashem's money came mine, you need two aidim. But if you say hektish not a bailus, come on, Hashem are to Malor. So it bites Hashem, everything's Hashem's bailus. No, hektish is an isser. I was mekani something that has kedusha and isser within it. Hashem, I mean, everything's Hashem's bias. Not interesting, right? It's not Hashem's bias. It's an answer. If Hekdish is an answer, then one age should be Nema to be Matra, that answer. That's the Dion that the Shmaitza starts with. Then Shmaitza above, Perek Dalet, that's the Dion that he starts with. And he says, Machen Nirolim is Daiti. He says, he thinks Ein Echad is Neman. So what does he say? We don't care about mamonis and hektish. El mishum tors iser sheishbo. We don't look at hektish as mamonis. We look at hektish as iser. And therefore, in eidach and nem lachin, I'm reading by eidach and nem b'iser and eifah the b'yado. B'chein nira, what's his proof? Tosos in me'ila, having nothing to do with eidachad, but he puts two and two together, meaning he's a lamed. He says, I don't need someone to talk about this. I need someone to talk about it. I'm going to say Bakira. Right? And he says, Tosos here does not give the answer of Mamon, only gives the answer of Choshev, Matea, Choshev, Kat, Batad, Lemishish, Matiro, kind of very difficult answer, not the simple answer of Mamon. Why not? And he doesn't believe there are Choshev methods. Why not? Because Tosos thinks Hektish is not Mamonos. Hektish doesn't belong to someone else. No, Hektish doesn't belong to someone else. Tosos thinks that hektish is a kedusha iser status, and therefore can be batel unless you get one of his very very dachot answers. That's the Shev Shmaitza. He says the Shev Shmaitza because hektish is iser, not mamon. That's the Shmaitza's answer. The Inyan Slav is a different dachot answer, but that's the against someone who says that. Basically, the hektish is iser, right? The question, you know his name, says, oh, what do you mean by saying hektish is not a bottle? Because mamon is not bottle. No, it's before the Gemara and the Maskana. Okay, then it's the one discussed the possibility of the Maskana. In Beis Islamic Fast, he says, even if something has owned by different people, like if there's an iser status, out of that, it is bottle. And he will say, no, hektish, what does it answer? It is bought. The mammon's not bought. And Rav Chana says back to him, no, mammon's not bought. And you know what? If you want another answer, I'll tell you. If you want to know why Tosus can say mammon's not bought, Tosus also makes mammon's not bought. It's just that here he considered the mammon the bailam, he has the power to be shown. Okay. But the question shot is, Tosus just thinks that hektish is not about mammon. That's the question. We say, I mean, Russell, the book, it's Russell, the hektish, dummy. When I just say something is hektish to go, it's as if I get a maisa kinyan with hektish. With the that means hektish is mamon. So I'm machdish, I'm making a kinyan. This is not the rule. This kinyan works with a deeper than a maisa. Or does it mean no? The whole point is that it's not a kinyan. If it was a kinyan, it would be a maisa. It's a kedusha. Kedusha only needs deeper of my kinyan. By hekyo, there's kinyan, not kedusha. By the gavoa, there's kedusha, not kinyan. And this brings up the most basic hakira of that. Which sort of we scratched the surface of it earlier. I know backwards. Those basic that better late than ever. Those basic accurate, which is what's the nature of hektish? Do we look at hektish as iser, as a kedusha, or do we look at hektish as mamon? Obviously, slightly different words. This is back here we discussed at the beginning of the summer. What is meila? Is meila gazelle or is meila iser of a physical kedusha? Right, so well, that should really depend on what is hektish. So, you know what? Could you get this board pretty small?
You can say that the Yantel
Yes, correct. Correct. Which is why, okay, so let's just ask ourselves this following very, very fundamental question. And right, do we look at Hekdesh as Esser or as Mokum? One of the questions would be, how about Lulav that are different in Esser and Mokum, which the Shev Shmaitza had two of, right? One is, what about Karovis? The Ikarov Batel, that is Tosos, etc., or Mamon Eino Batel, that is the Meiri, the Ode. And the Shev Shmaitza ties this in to the question of Ein Echad Lahatir Hekdesh. He admits to answer Hekdesh, you need two Eidim, because you need two Eidim to say someone's property you can't answer. That's considered making them lose money. Even if it's not Mullen, it's making them lose money. But how about Lahatir Hekdesh? Said the Shev Shmaitza that according to Tosos, says the Shev Shmaitza, Ein Echad is Nehlad. But if it would be Mullen, then Ein Echad would not be Neman. He's admitting he just wants to follow Tosso, so you don't say he's Neman. Where else did this fascinatingly come up? This fascinatingly comes up in the discussion in the discussion about Basra of Kufan Kesam Beis. Not in the Gemara, after the Gemara. The Gemara has a certain discussion. How about a Shiv Mira who was my girl's property or my Tisholo property, etc., and then you better? Is it Hekdesh or not? Hey, the Gemara doesn't know the answer. What do you do with Safek Hekdesh? Hey, go Safek Hekdesh. What's the din of Safek Hekdesh? Right, the Gemara is not even the main point, right? The Gemara is just how they hit the tents of a shy without Hekdesh that they couldn't, that they ended the team. So all the Rishonim say, okay, take one, what do we do? So, says the, in the Sheet of Gebetzes, right there, in Barbasa of Kofan Ches, we'll start with Sheet of Gebetzes. The Shidul Anonimi says, since there's an answer, something the right left, something the right Lechumra, that makes a lot of sense from an answer perspective. Says the Shidul Anonimi, something the right Lechumra. However, the Ran, based on the Ran says, the Chedusha Ran quoted there in the Shitum Kubetzes, says in his first answer that it's mutter. I forgot the Gemara Hekdesh going to have a stake the rice. Some shem isra meila. Oh, I have something the rice meila. Have things mutter. Something meila. Nah, came to a mona because kasei kai. I'm sure sorry about that. They should answer Hekdesh file. No, it's about that Hekdesh because Kaskas mom. What is he saying? But what about the Isra Me'ilah? So the first is the Isra Me'ilah. The Isra Me'ilah is if it belongs to Hekdesh. But you don't look at it as an Isra status. That's not in the book. The answer is taking the Bibles of Hekdesh. So every time there's stuffing Mamon, and we say, let's win all of Araya, why are inclusions for stuffing the rice of Gezel? No, it's because someone belongs to based on the rule of let's win all of Araya. Then it's not a stuffing Gezel. Likewise, not a stuffing Me'ilah. That's what the Ran says in his first answer. In his first answer, he says, nope. Cheskas Momo. It's not, it's a vada. Cheskas Momo. Lachain Vada. Shein Isser, of course. If you look at it as Momo, it's in Gezel. And no suffix Isser Gezel on suffix Momo. Once it's mine, it's mine. Okay, this is very, now he has a second answer also, which I want to get back to. But this is a very, very fundamental question as to how do we look at Hekdesh. Now, we don't have time to properly go into every sugya that I'd like to go into, but let's just review with some of these interesting nafkaminas. One of the interesting nafkamina is, who is the bylaw of Hekdesh? Right? Right, here we have Kolim. Right, how about Who's the violent? Is Hektish the violent, quote unquote? Or is the Mektish the violent? Now, if we look at his mom, I don't say, if I give you something, I'm not the violent, you're the violent. That's the whole point. You look at his condition, is your status? Yeah, I was Mektish it, but it's still mine. I was just Mektish it. Ah, it's called Mama Gavola. Okay, it didn't put on the sheep. What does that mean? Doesn't want me. Mama Gavola could mean that it's so restricted by its Kedusha that I lose my ability to take advantage of my ownership. He is very convinced that Manda or my Sashini, Mama Gavola, still admits that I own it. Just thinks that I can't sell it because of its high level of Kedusha. You have this fascinating machlok, so read between Rashi and the Ramban, or Rashi and the second day of the Ramban, in Gittin. Gittin, right? We know Gittin. Even though we skipped this parak this year, Kohanim Shepiglu v'Mikdash, Hezek Shein Shugin Hegeshenu Nikar, right? If the Kohanim are Mephagel like Korban in the Mikdash, the maids they have to pay, the Shogin you don't have to pay. Interesting question. Who do they have to pay? Who do they have to pay? Says Rashi, who do they pay? Now, can you analyze this machlokes differently? You can analyze this machlokes differently. A lot of these things you could analyze differently, but we're not going to get into that now. Rashi says you pay the bite. Meaning, if you're who's it coming? If you're mefagel my carbon, you pay me. Why? Because if the neder, then I bring another one, I lost money. It says, even if it wasn't a neder. Even if it wasn't a neder. The Ramban says, well, maybe it's garmi, because now I cry for you, son. It's number one, lamamon, rather. No, even if it was an adava, still, I wanted to bring in a dove, and now I didn't. I lost money. You have to pay me. Since there are bond there, it's just an interesting contrast, right? Could they be arguing about something else? They could be, but it's just a fascinating contrast. Says there are bond there, yesh lomar la'olam keren misham kol mazikinus ahekdesh misham takonis misham takonis chachamim. No, they pay hekdesh. It's a takon of the rabbanon that you pay keren if you're mazik hekdesh. Then he says, inami, maybe you only pay the bailer if it's touching Shai Bakr Yusuf, number of the law. There's no how that you pay the bailer even if the bailer doesn't lose money, even if it's the double dump Shai Bakr Yusuf. Meaning, what does Rashi say? How about Kohanim Shepiglu? Meaning, Mazik Karban. Says Rashi, you pay the bailer. Says the Ramban, no, you pay Hekdesh. Only pay Bailim if it's a Dabar HaGoron L'Mamon. Fine, Dabar HaGoron L'Mamon, that's a known entity. I understand, you're interested in what lost the Bailim. The real life meaning Rashi Ramban is an Adava. I don't have to replace the carbon, but I lost my I spent $1,000 buying a big carbon for Hashem, and then you wound it with pickle. I don't have to buy, I'm not going to buy another one. You didn't make me lose money. But I lost $1,000 karma. Says Rashi, so pay me $1,000. Want $1,000 karma. Says Ramban, don't pay me anything. I didn't lose money. Pay him just $1,000. Okay, that's the question. Is it an insur status, but it's still my karma? Or, no, it's not my karma at all. I understand we call me the Bible, right? Shinu Bible. That means I'm not Rashi, because I'm Amish the Bible. It's just Kaddish. That says, no, that just means I'm the miskat there. I get the kapara, but it's not mine. It's Hekdesh's, which is mechaper on me. Okay, that's the machlokas. Another such machlokas here is the fit. Yeah.
How can you say that? I said these.
Dabar HaGoron L'Mamon. That's not what Rashi says.
What's that? What does Hekdesh mean?
What's the final loser mean?
No.
Oh, you mean for the Ramban? I think the Ramban would say if it's an Adava, Hektesh loses the Karba. And what does it mean? What does it mean for me to lose a candy bar? I can help you without the candy bar. The answer is I own something and I lost it. Hektesh owned something and I lost it. Don't stop being philosophical. Once you're philosophical, just go to the other side of the country. If I lost my candy bar, I lost my candy bar. It doesn't matter if I'm better off with it or without it. So Hektesh lost the cargo in the moon, slash, but they lost something. Okay, let me just run through a few numbers. There's a fascinating 2 days in the Yerushalmi, hiding the Yerushalmi in Maestros. The Yerushalmi Maestros says something funny. It says that the Ptur of Goy and Hektish from Tshuvas Maestros is only if, or Chala, only if the moment it became Chayav, it belonged to a Goy or Hektish, like the moment of Gemar Malacha, then there's a Ptur. But let's say I sold it to a Goy for 5 minutes and bought it back. It's Chayav and Tshuvas Maestros. Let's say I was matching for 5 minutes and pulled it back. I didn't choose my source. Mar says, ah, but after, if I'm after something for a minute and then take it back, it's possible to choose my source. Why? Because Hefker, everyone's equal, didn't belong to anyone. So Hefker doesn't belong to anyone. Hektish and Guy do belong to someone. So Mar asks, what do you mean? Hektish doesn't belong to anyone. Hektish is equal to everyone's. And the Yerushalmi has 2 days how to answer that. What's the two deos of Yerushalmi? How to answer that? First deo, which might be Rabbi Ila, he's the one who was talking like 8 lines ago, says Hefker Yatsdev Kol. Hefker doesn't belong to anyone. Hektish still belongs to the Gizbar. Hektish still belongs to the Gizbar. But Rav Abin says, what do you mean? After the Vailam lo Yatsa. What do you mean? It still belongs to the Vailam. What do you mean it belongs to the Vailam? Because we say Pteat Rishon, because he's the first person who has to be put there. What do you mean? How does it belong to the Vailam? No, it belongs to the Vailam. After all, he's the one who has to be put there. He has the first right to be voted. He has dibs on being voted. Why does he have dibs on being voted? Why don't you say it's Hektish just so they can sell it to whoever they want? Now you might say technically, he doesn't get dibs, it's just they want to add a homage. So when you want to maximize profit. But no, the Rav Avin says it belongs to the Bible. So here we have a hoax in Shami. Why is Hektish different than Hektish? Why is it not beyond Cholad Mikli? Why are all people equal rights in Hektish? Because the Gizmar owns it? Or because the original Bible owns it? That seems to be arguing about this Hakira. That seems to argue. And really, they're arguing about why the Bailim has the first right to be Poga. The stump of the first day would say, he doesn't have the first right to be Poga. It's just we try to get him to be Poga first because he would add a homage, someone else wouldn't add a homage, and we want more money. It's good business. I'm saying, no, he has the right to be Poga first. If someone else wants to be Poga and he wants to be Poga, he has the right to be Poga first. What? It's not the shit. If he does want to be Poga, then he's giving it up. But he sells. So here it's fascinating. Lama Hektish Lo Niftar Mitrumus Umaisros. Bishaafas Shel Hektish, unlike Hefker. So it says the first day, I think it's hard to tell like who's still talking to Yerushalmi because it's been 8 lines since someone talked. The first day in Yerushalmi, the name is Ravila, says, Lo Yatsa Yedei Gizbar. It never left the hands of the Gizbar, but says Rav Avin, Af Yedei Bailam Lo Yatsa. What do you mean? I understand the Gizbar is in control, but the Bailam still owns it. Okay, that's what the Avin is, maybe something in between. But this is a fascinating machlok, because again, it seems like not important at all. And they're saying the same thing for our purposes in terms of Maestros, but two different conceptualizations of who is the owner of Hektish. This really comes up in Baba Kama. We don't have time to get into the circles of Baba Kama, but it really comes up in Baba Kama in the question of how about Tzvichu Mechira? Ganav Behektish. Is Ganav Behektish $5 behave for selling it or not? I steal your store or set, and I'm matish. My chayav dalav behei or not? It's a steer between two gemaras of Baba Kama. The question is, which way are you going to answer? How about ganav behekdish? One sugyan Baba Kama says that potter mi dalav behei because meikara Torah to Reuben. It used to be Reuben short. The Torah to Reuben and it still remains short. Again, sounds very much like it still belongs to me. I understand it's Kadosh. I can't do whatever I want with it. I'm very restricted, but it still belongs to me. It's still my It's my short, just my short. That's Hektish. That's a very strong line. Ayin Bav, Amud Beis. But Amud Beis or an Aleph?
Amud Beis.
Amud Beis. But Tosos there, no, I'm an Aleph. But Tosos there says, what about the fact that Andaf Ayin Tes, it says, not so far apart, Gana Vehikdish, Mishalein Dalet Vehei, because Mali Machu Lehedyot, Mali Machu Leshamayim. What's the difference if I sold the Hekdish or Shamayim? Hedyot or Shamayim? Either way, I sold it. Right? Probably a Dalet Vehei. Because Mali Machro, what's the Lashon? Lehedyot. Mali Machro Lashamayim. Now, obviously, you have to use the Stira. Question is, what do you do with the Stira? If you say we really passed them like the first Gemara at Ayin Bav of an Aleph and Ayin Tes. Ayin Bav. So, the and that's what it says. Gana Vehikdish. Where's the language? Gana Vehikdish. Etc. Etc. Mishal Tzul Yabrcha Arba Vacha Vacha Mishat Bashminu. It's got to be Hekdesh. Mali Machul Hekdesh. Mali Machul Shemayim. Okay. Yeah, you're gonna have to deal with it. Basically, if you really want to pass like one word, then take one side of it. If you want to possibly the other, or you say the other, take the other side of the Chakira. Obviously, if you want to pass like two words, it will work out, right? Because it's a seed. Okay. Well, we'll get to that, and we'll see Tosfos or Chaim in a moment. Let me just point out one or two other questions. There's some similar questions that come up. How about the Yerushalmi there talks about Kfiel Maisros? Right? What do we mean? You know how even after, okay, we don't have time to chazar all of Maisros now. Even after Tevel is Mar Malacha, I finish all the processing in the field. Still, if I plan to eat it myself, it's mutter to eat Arutai until I do one of six things that are Kfiel Maisros, bring it to my house, bring it to my yard, cooking it, et cetera, and selling it. If I'm Makdish or opponent from Hekdish, does that count as seven? We go Bela Meisers. The Yerushalmi on the Avayin Tes and Bava Kama on that Mishnah discusses this, and without getting into it, it's very hard to. Yerushalmi says it, and the Yerushalmi says the opposite. And like, usually Yerushalmi has to figure out what they're trying to say. But interesting question is Pinyon. They could have said Hekdish. I am Pinyon Hekdish, go Bela Meiser. So Rish Lakish is dealing with that, and basically, if you viewed it as matter and isser, then look forward, not. If you viewed it as mamas, put something, look forward, yes. And the other issue that comes up in many studies, but we don't get into now, is if I steal something, and you are misyayish, I steal something and you're misyayish, do I get to keep it forever, my kone? No, but if there's yayish and shina rishos, I'm kone. If I steal something and sell it to Faibo, yayish, I am, then he is kone. Either I'm or his Kona, I am Mishal Mela, or Dave Helms, which is very not on top of him. But what if I steal something? You're Messiah and I'm Makdish. Is that Shia Rishos? Is Hekdish Shia Rishos? Now, it sounds exactly like the Russian section by Dalmahe. Of course, you can have Salah Hiluka, which is to that. Whether it's called Mechir or whether it's called Shia Rishos. Maybe Mechir is different than Shia Rishos. Maybe Mechir is about the Gilt Saw. It is about the Mice and Shia Rishos about the Gilt Saw, you know, which there's a lot to say, but. In Hekdish, Ashiv, Shinar Vishas would be another Nachmina. We're just not getting into it. If you say just an Isser status, no. If you say I'm still the Bailam, big heart, trash, doing a car to Ash Torgi Rubin, then it's not Shinar Vishas, still Torgi Rubin. But if you say Mali Machro the Hegel, Mali Machro the Shabayim, then maybe it does count as a Shinar Vishas. And another interesting question, which I will just end this part with, is. Which I will just end this part with is the interesting question of remember Psachim? First pair of Psachim wasn't so long ago. Right? Remember the God who ate for the Karban Pesach? And Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was all the way in its Zeven, but his net was cast as far as Yerushalayim and tricked him into giving himself away, and they killed him. All the Farshis, what did they kill him for? So maybe they killed him for called Nechor LeYochel. Oh, but that's the famous one seen of. It's called a Nechor LeYochel, but Israel the God didn't eat or Israel the Jew defeated to a God. It's not Shem as a name, it's not Israel the God, but they killed him. So, what did the answer there from the Jews? They killed him from Danzel. Shem is explaining Noah says in the Cheskina, because he stole from Hekdesh. A guy's not allowed to eat a carbon pig. He ate something he wasn't allowed to eat, he stole from Hekdesh. He started from Danzel. Okay, interesting. Other Mefarshim don't say it's Gesel. Other Mefarshim in the Minchas Chinuch say that it's not Gesel. It's for Kol B'Neichel Yochalo. Or Rabbi Chanan there seems to imply it's for stealing from the owners because they sold to Mishir the Karban Pesach under the assumption he was a Jew, and really he fooled them. So it was a Mechatos. Is it Gezel Shef Mitzvei Noach from Hekdesh? How about Goy She'achal Hekdesh? Interesting question. Why don't Ela for a Goy? There's a lot of Ela for a Goy. How about there was an Ela because it was something that was supposed to be by means. But how about an Ela for a Goy? Here you would say, like the Minchas Chinuch, Chayav Misa, Mishom Gezel Hekdesh. But other Achronim say, no, he's not trying to be super Gezel Hekdesh. They find out a different reason why he was Chayav Misa. Maybe he's Chayav Misa for Govan Eichel Yochabo, or maybe for Gezel from the owner. What do you mean? You took 10th of my carbon pass up, but I never meant to sell you. So maybe you say it's not Gezel, or it's Gezel, may I buy? It's what Rohan it sounds like, although he's not getting into it. But this Minchas Chinuch should have to do with this Chakira. Who was the owner? Hector's the owner. Yes. About Amila. If I'm still the owner, then it's not Gezel. So that's really. Now, of course, the next 10 Nachminas are going to be what we already had on the board here, whatever this earlier in the song. Having. Plus, is how you look at Mi'ila, right? Mi'ila, right? It's Mi'ila, and it's for Gezel, like for Kanyan. Is Mi'ila, and it's for Gezel, like for Kanyan? Or is Mi'ila an Isser Hanaha, or Gemal Kedusha? Right? What's the nature of Mi'ila? And I put an interesting Mi'ira here. The Mi'ira is similar to Rechaim. What did Rechaim start with? He started with, if the Pole would have the right, if not for Behesel Lohekdesh, the Pole would have the right to keep the food Hekdesh and work with it. Why is Mi'ila? No, it's not Mi'ila if he has a mominous right to do something. And that's really a Mi'iri in Bava Kamma. The Mi'iri said, why do you know Pasa to tell you that if Hezek is Makdash you, they don't have to pay. How can Hezek pay you? Then you're taking money if Hekdash you're doing Mi'ila. Meaning, if Hekdash pays the storekeeper to buy something, that's not Mi'ila, because the money is Macholo on the goods. But if a Shorshal Hekdash is Mazik me, and Hekdash now gives me a bag of coins, $100, that wasn't Macholo on anything. So how can I use it? Is it Mi'ila? Is it Mi'ila? No, silly. That's not Mi'ila. If I have the right to the money, it's not Mi'ila. It's only Mi'ila if I don't have the right to the money. That's the Mi'iri in, where is this Mi'iri? Didn't I have this over here? Yeah, Baba Kama Daf Lam Zayin. Here it is, right? He says, why do you need a Pasuk of Re'ehu? Aren't you Ma'al? Dolly forbids your road. No, that's only Nanish Lot Circle. And my name is Kobus Chayim Leproa. Then it's not Mi'ila because it's the Nimonos. That's very reminiscent of that Rav Chaim. And we had, I'm not going to go over, remember all the Nachminas we had on the board the other day, a few weeks ago, asked what's the nature of Mi'ila. Number one, is there a Havamin the Pole can eat without a Xeris Akasa? Rav Chaim says yes, and the Rich of the Rimanil said no. The Havamin is just if you give other food or Hodeh. We discussed in terms of Zen and Zemachai, in terms of if I rent a house in someone's Makdashit, do I have the right to keep living there? Remember the Krisas, why is your Kippur not Machaper on half a fruit? There's no Kapara on a full bone, or there's no Kapara on Chatzi Shir. We asked, are all Yisur HaNah Shir Pruta? If Mi'ila is Nisar, I'll learn from Mi'ila. All Yisur HaNah Shir Pruta, if Mi'ila is Nisar, yes, I'll learn from Mi'ila. What does that have to do with Yisur HaNah? And I hope this is exhaustive. Let's Kim Ramine, right? Is Kim Ramine Pater for paying Mi'ilas? It's Ashlumi Gezel, Kim Ramine Pater, or Ashlumi Kapara, and it doesn't. And I also want to suggest, how about Mi'ilas Shalok in their Hanasa? If it's not Gezel, who cares if it's their Hanasa or not? from Gozan. If it's a bat, and it gets around the top, maybe it's something else for Terahanas. Okay, again, one could put some asterisks there. I wanted to just end with two possible ideas. The first is the famous Rukhayan based on the rock. Says Rukhayan, meaning could you say something in between these two? Not so simple. One way you could say is that, no, it has aspects of Isser and aspects of Kedusha. It's an Isser and a Kedusha. The question is, which is more prominent? Like to start out of Isser and then, to start out as Mavis and then get to Isser to the moment of Gavoa, or to start as an Isser and then it becomes the moment of Gavoa, and is Mehila about one aspect or the other aspect? You could say it's somewhat in between. And then a lot of these machlokes are what's the primary aspect, or what's the aspect relevant to Me'ila. Or you could say, this is a famous word, I want to end with two possible words, famous word of Rukhayim, which is, Shmuel, that there's two fundamentally different kinds of Hekdesh. The difference in Hekdesh is Be'ach and Hekdesh, Bedek HaBayis. What's the difference? If you think about it, it's super intuitive. What's the point of Hekdesh, Bedek HaBayis? Do I get anything from my Hekdesh Bedek HaBayis once I was Makdashit? No. I get the zchus of being Makdashit. But once it's Hekdesh, it's Hekdesh. What is done with it? Whatever the base Hekdesh wants. Meaning, Hekdesh Bedek HaBayis really looks a lot more like Chalos Mavros. Of course, maybe then it also has a certain degree of Kedush set up, but it looks thicker like Mavros. How about Hekdesh Mizbeach? There, it seems like a lot of Kedusha, right? It's going on the Mizbeach. Do I get anything from my Karbon after I'm Makdashit? Yeah, it's for my kapara. It's my karma. She invited along the body. For my kapara. I mean, in Kedushas Mizbeach, it's still mine. I am getting the kapara. It's for my kapara. And it's still mine. It's just very, very close. Hekdesh Bedek HaBayis, it's kadosh. There's nothing it's kadosh. No. Hekdesh Bedek HaBayis is not mine. I gave it as a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rukhayim, I have a gazillion rayos. That is a difference between Hekdesh Bedek HaBayis and Kedushas Bedek HaBayis and Kedushas Mizbeach. Rukhayim says two places, right, in the Chibur about Megillah and Paraduma, and in the stencil on Bava Kama Divine Vav about Vicha Umechira. Let's just point out very quickly from Rukhayim's proofs. He brings you so many proofs that no sane person can deny that the Rambam holds this way. I've never met a sane person who denied that the Rambam held this way. Or at least not sane Scotsman. Says Rukhayim, he says there's a fundamental difference Kedushas Mizbeach versus Shas Bedek HaBayis. Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. They're not Kedusha. What's so kosh about it? They're just going to spend the money. What's the heckish? This is the Iker and Isser. It's still mine. And what's his Raya's Raya's Tosos? What did Tosos say? He brings many Raya's to this from the Gemara. Let's just list what are his Raya's. His Raya's are, what are his proofs? One, Dalet Vehei in Tosos. What does Tosos say? Tosos says, Makdish. What do you mean she didn't buy them? It's my kapara. It was my ox, and it's still my ox. It's my kapara. When did the Gemara say Mali Makro? Mali Makro, Mali Makro, Hekdesh. Then Makdish is Chayadal Vehei. That was Mechira. He says this is exactly this Tosos. What is his raya from the Rambam? His raya from the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kedushas Mizbeach Shemesu Yotzei Midei Me'ila." Right? Kedushas Mizbeach Shemesu don't have Me'ila. Kesmir says, "And Kedushas Bedek HaBayis Shemesu." They also shouldn't have Me'ila. Why? Because the Rambam paskins you need Hamad of Haracha, and you can't be pulled to them. And if you can't be pulled to them, they're useless. If they're useless, they shouldn't have Me'ila. You don't write stuff. So what's the difference? Right? Guess the mission answers. Somebody should have answered. Because nobody can have a barbecue, so coach, you get a goodbye, you make sure you can still sell them and use the money so they have Me'ila. The round goes, hold on a minute. Guess they're sitting around, it's locked out. Very hard to imagine. Says for Kayan, how about Hachim Shem Besu, and this is based on the Rambam, one of the writers of Rakhain, Kunchim Shemesu. He says, Kedushas Mizbeya, Ein Bahem Mi'ila Mita Oraisa. But Kedushi Bedekabayis, Yesh Bahem Mi'ila Mita Oraisa. Well, I either way, they're useless. Apal P, Shem, E.F. Charlotte, Dosan. Then, Ein Lahem Toelis, even though they have no Toelis. If they have no Toelis, then why is their husband they have to die? There's no Toelis, so there's no Me'ila. They're useless. That's what he writes also. Useless? No. Hachim is Be'ach, their Kedusha comes from their Hakrava, from their use. Kadshay Medigabayis, the Kedusha comes from the Hakrava. Even something useful, someone wants to be. By holding something useless, it's still mine, right? Because, but the Sakura, because Kedusha comes from, let's call it the Yod, the destiny, the usage, because Kedusha comes from the Bibles. It's still mine, it's useless, but it's still mine. If I have a useless thing, are you allowed to steal it? No. So it still retains its Kedusha. The other example, this is the Dayak for the Ramba in Parah Aduma, is what about Nasei Smitzvah? So this is a Diyak. I mean, that's also a Diyak. This is Diyak for the Ramba. Nasei Smitzvah so has no more Me'ila. It says Rochaim, very Poshah. Same Bart. Right? Ein Bahem Kedusha. Kachim is Be'ach, but Nasei Smitzvah has no Kedusha. But Kachim is Be'ach is why? Who cares that I already finished the mitzvah? So belongs to Hekdesh. It's not about the Kedusha of the mitzvah. It's about belonging to Hekdesh. Another great riot. Here are the Mefurish riots. Mefurish riots for the Rambam is Lehakadisham Shanis. Can I be Makdish Hekdesh again? Can I be Makdish Kachabizbeach to Bedekabayas or Kachabedekabayas to the Mizbeach? Amazing question, and that is a fascinating full relation to the Rambam. Here's where I say same person can't really disagree about the. Here's what I meant: can't really disagree about the Rambam. Says the Rambam and Erchin Rambam Pergola Ches. If your Makdish Kachim is Be'ach Lebed Kabayis, or a Hekdish Talaleha, you can be Makdish with Be'ach Lebed Kabayis, and now they're both. Of all Makdish Kachim is Be'ach Lebed Kabayis, Lemes Be'ach Loss of Plum. You can't be Makdish Kaddish Vedic Abayas Lomas Beach. You can't be Makdish Dorish Ain Shalom. So why can you be Makdish Kaddish Beach the Vedic Abayas? Shehu Shalom. Right? Says the Rambam. This is the multiple Purush Rambam. Kachim is Beach. Echer Lehagadisha. The Vedic Abayas. Got the Vedic Abayas, right? Because it's Shalom. E.F. Shar Lehakadishan Lemizbeach because Enel Shalom. Very explicit. Kach Mizbeach is Shalom. They're very close, but it's not. Well, so I can be Makdish it again. And there's two Kedushas. Kach Mizbeach is not mine. I can't be Makdish. What is not mine? I have nothing to do with it. It's not a copper of me. It's not mine. And the other fascinating deal is the Tor Kefel. Tor Kefel, right? A God of the sky. Kefel, not on. Stealing Hekdesh. The Rambam has a wild formulation. This is also undeniable. Steal property of Hekdesh? You don't make Kefal because of great Ehu. Can I go make Kachim and Nishbaleh? You steal Kachim from their owners. What do you mean Kachim from their owners? You could steal from Hekdesh or steal Kachim from the owners. Then Kachim means Kachim Kalim. We want to know what is in Kachim from the owner? Kachim Kalim only means Kachim is there. Right? Then you are punching in a cape belt because it says the base ish below me base hekdish. Because it's not full of the owner. He has two different Torah cape belt. One is the Torah cape belt called Gomez Kudshim, me base balehem, potter, because of the base ish, meaning it has to totally belong to him and not have any rights of anything else. But Gomez Nitzay Hekdesh. Notice what he says, Nitzay Hekdesh and Kachim Beis Baleim. He couldn't be more clear if he tried. There's Nitzay Hekdesh and there's Kachim Beis Baleim. There are Kachim that have an owner, but they're Kadosh. And then there's Nitzay Hekdesh. They don't belong to me, they belong to Hekdesh. Potter, Sean, the right end. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Potter could have been like, I didn't steal from an egg when I stole from Hamish. Potter is that I did steal from an egg. But it's not base Hamish because it has to go to Hamish. It has to go to his map, not stay in his bias. And therefore, there's a difference. Your Potter gave it either way. He needs two different Xeris accustoms to Potter from Kayfell. And I'll just add two more points. I'll mention briefly what we don't have time to go into now, which is number one, then the first Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says they want to know your Potter for Shiloh HaKan and Hepnish. Because you're a Matash. To be Matash, you have to own it. If you own it, there's no Shiloh HaKan anyway. Shiloh HaKan is only one Hepnish. So what's the case? They say, you owned it, you're a Matash, and then it ran away from Potter. It ran away from the wild. And now you have a Torah from Shiloh HaKan. It says Rava against the Abaye. We won't focus on Abaye now. It's because of Rava. No, it depends if it was Kedushas Damim or Kedushas Gol. Depends if it was time Goles, which is not for Korba, or Yona, if you show for it, Yona, which is for Korba. A Yona that ran away to the wild is still Kedush. A time Goles that ran away to the wild is not Kedush. Right? So what is it more in Chulin? Where is it? Daf Kof Lamed Tes. Right? Old. And what is it? 15 at time of Golas. Now, maybe the reason is because it's Kedushas Mizbeach versus Medeg Abayis. Right here we have a Yonah is a Dayan Hekdesh, but by a time of Golas, Haka Kedusha. Why? That makes a lot of sense. If you're talking about Momonus, once it runs away, that's called, right, of Minim Kaladam. Just to bodily medicine, so if something falls in the ocean, it's all medicine, kalaka, then it's automatically hurt. Hectors lose their rights. But it's a matter of Kedusha, not bibles. Who cares that Hectors doesn't have any more bibles, right? It's a matter of the Kedusha. And we have a similar idea in the Mefarshim about Hafka'a Midei Shibud. That what Rashi and Tosos and everyone says, without getting into the different formulations of Rashi, that Kedushas Agoth is mafkia bidei shibud. If I mortgage my property and I'm makdish, mortgage my axe to you and I'm makdish it as a korban, you lose it. But kedushas damim, if I mortgage my car to you and I'm makdish it, then ain't mafkia bidei shibud, meaning the household is torah. He's no low. Okay, he has to add a dinar to Odeh just to sort of look at it. Both these make perfect sense for Rukhayim. This is not Rukhayim. Ad Khan Rukhayim. I think all these are Rukhayim. Ad Khan Rukhayim. These two things, the Yesh L'Ayim, there's another way to explain it. You could say it's a different thing with Deaf and then it like Rukhayim. The reason why it's not actually true for all Rishonim, because one of the first Gemara and the other all Rishonim, but I didn't know what is because it could be that's not a difference between death and medical bias. That's the difference between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim, because it's a difference between things that have pidyon and things don't have pidyon. Maybe what it just meant is that since a Yonah doesn't have pidyon, the Hekdesh can't be Lufka. And since Kedushas Aguf doesn't have pidyon, the Baal Chov can't take it, because that would be taking away the Hekdesh. So it could be a different explanation. Could be just Dover sheyesh lo or ein lo pidyon, in which case, even with the introduction of Zdeya, there will be a difference between if I'm not just acts from Zdeya or if I'm not just mother by acts from Zdeya. Okay, that's not necessarily proof. And of course, to end with in Mi'ila, do we have a speaking in Mi'ila? Yes, the famous Nasibos. Fed Nasibos, he had a double steer. The Shomer has one steer, the Achroni has one steer, it's a double steer between Krisos and Psachim. In Psachim, it said that there's Kimlev Rabinei. If I eat Chavit Shal Hekdesh and I have Kimlik Rabine, I'm Potter from paying the Kimlik Rabine, and therefore there's no evil. In Krisos, it says that if I eat Nosar Hekdesh, Echel, etc., Bechil Shabbos with Kimlik Rabine, according to our mayor, I still bring in Asham Ilos. That's one secret. The other secret is Hekdesh, is the Gemara says there, in Hekdesh Chametz, there is no Me'ila, because it's not Shavuot-proof, it's Asranah. Different part of that. But in Krisos, even though the Milsar is Asranah, not Shavuot-proof, there's still Me'ila. So it's a double stero. There are a gazillion technical answers for all the steers. Not to worry, I put them in brackets. I knew we didn't have time. But how about the Nesivos? The Nesivos says this with the Megillah. Says the Nesivos, no, in a different Bedek Habayis tradition is there. He's still, he doesn't have Gopher's done. Is there whether Gopher done in Bedek Habayis? Says the Nesivos in terms of Isser Hana'a She'ein no Shaveh Pruta. Yeah, it was Sameh, 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 but it's bread. Doesn't mean bread for a korban. It means a storehouse of whiskey. Then, all the looks. It's not Shaveh Club. I have a no, sorry. No, sorry, it's elsewhere, not Shaveh Club, but it's Ela. Yeah, it's only Ela. Why? Because if the Kedusha comes with the Isser, Kedusha Shaveh, then there's still the Ela. If it's all matter of Gesel, then there isn't. Then, how about him being a rabbi?
Let's see.
I thought maybe it was a client who was explicit. You're right. That's okay. You're right. That is what he says, and maybe I'm tight chicken. I have reasons why, which I'll tell you later. He says that eino koter b'tashlume kapara shel meila. If we're talking about a kedusha mizbeach, but koter b'tashlume gezel shel meila. If we're talking about Kedushas Damim, so the Nesivos clearly goes with this. Okay, if so, I have reasons why I think so, which I'll tell you later. I just want to end with one thing, which is, could it be that, as most say, Tzvei Dinim, two different types of Kedusha, maybe there is Tzvei Dinim, there are two totally different colors of Kedusha. I mean, in the middle, a combination, a matter of emphasis. Maybe there are maybe there's always two different kinds of Kedusha, or at least, and there's better kabbalists. These things are there to do. Maybe there's always two different types of hekdesh. What makes me think? And there's two different halakhos. You can have one without the other without one. Maybe there's always two halakhos of hekdesh. Why would I say that? The famous machlokes rishonim will end with the Gemara says in the Mishnah says me'ilah daf yigimel and aleph. If I'm makdish a field, I'm makdish a barn, and water runs in it, there's no me'ilah in that water. If I'm makdish a dovecot and doves land on it, there's no me'ilah in those birds. Why not? Because no one's makdish. Why not? There's a fundamental machlokes rishonim. Say Rashbam and Tosfos. Why not? Because hekdesh is never konik. Hekdesh is never konik because hekdesh is an epkin in chutzer. Right? How did it become hekdesh? It rained. The birds flew in. There's no kinyan chutzer for hekdesh. Okay, why? You can explain that according to different ways. Says the Rishonei Sfarad, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Rabbeinu Yona, Hektish was koned them, but there's no me'ilah, so they don't have Kedushas Hek, because no one was makdish. Hektish was koned, but they have no me'ilah. Fascinating. No Kedushas Hek. He says there's two different aspects. There's Mamon Hektish, in your culture, and there's Kedushas Hek. Only Kedushas Hek has me'ilah, not Mamon Hektish. What's the Ramban trying to say? What the Ramban is trying to say is, what is right to say exactly? Normally, Mish Hektish has two things. It's Mamon Hektish because my Dinbor is a Maisa King for Hektish, and it's Kedushas Hektish, so I have Maktish with my words, Kedushas Pat. However, if Hektish takes the money that gives him a Maisa in the store, it has both parts of Hektish. Does he transfer from one to the other? Right? He bought it fair and square and he transferred. However, when Hektish just acquires things that fall into the Chatzar, in Dini Mamanis, that's Hektish. It belongs to Hektish and Mamanis. But it doesn't have the Kedusha aspect of Hektish, because no one was Maktish in the Kedusha's path. And here, he's the archenemy of Rokhayim. He says, Davka Hektish has Mamanis, has Kedusha, and there's no Me'ilah stealing the Mamanis. There's only Me'ilah if you use your Nana for the Kedusha. Therefore, it's in that Kedusha's path has no Me'ilah. So I just want to point out to end with, and again, each of these really needs you need another month to go through all of these. Maybe it's a little bit together. Maybe you could say there's all these Tzvei Dinim, Mamon, and Kedusha. But sometimes you can have one without the other. And that's the Sheet of the Shonei Svaran. What do you have? You have Dvarim. Shenaklu bechotzer shel hekdesh lefti rishonei sfarad. that are mamon hektish, but there's no kedushas pat. And the big kiddush is if they're tzinkin, which then causes the ilah. The kiddush of Mishnah Svaran is this is not. The kiddush of Mishnah Svaran is therefore there's no me'ilah because me'ilah is for Hillel Kedusha, not Gezel. Oh, you'd be over in many little Sigzel if you saw it, but it wouldn't be Me'ilah. That also ties into, and that's the last thing we'll say, though we can say a gazillion other things, the second answer of the Ran about the case of Suffolk. What does the Ran say you should do for Suffolk Hektish? It says, no problem. Hold it on a pruta and then keep it. It says, Alt Mominos, those are all Orion. You can keep it, because Mom. All have the Isser. The Isser you can hold on a pruta. Hold on a pruta gets rid of the Isser. Doesn't let you steal money. You can't steal mama by just pulling out a pruta. However, Teska's mama was involved, well, right? Let's keep the mama and doesn't get rid of the Isser. The Ran is second day. The Ran in Baba Basra. Fidushe Aran in Baba Basra. In his second day, also hold there's 2 days. What is he saying? He's saying that Teska's mama, Teska's mama lets you. Cheskas mamon is mater the mamon shemo. Pidyon al pruta is mater the iser shemo. Both together is are a heter gomer. What's he saying? He's saying you can be mater each side separately. It's not one chalos, which is like in between. There are two different chalomios. If I have real hektish, I hold on a pruta, I haven't done any Yisr Chilu Kedusha, but I've stolen. If I have suffic hektish, and I used to get a violin, I'm not sure if I was maktish and I use it, I violate an Yisr, but I haven't stolen money. If Smolter Chalvar, I have Cheskis Mamon, and I'm holding on a pruta, my Cheskis Mamon gives me Mamon's runs. The pruta takes away the Yisr, and then I'll tender over to me. This run is clearly saying, unlike the first day in the run, that is, he thinks it is Sveidinim. It's Sveidinim. Which day? He doesn't say which day was Me'ilah. But maybe it is Sveidinim. So that is the last possibility. What do we see now? A very fundamental Takira in the nature of Hekdish. Is it about Bailos or is it about just an Isser? The Bailos Hekdish is just an Isser. It could be somewhere in between, but more fancy. Rav Chaim has many proofs in the Rambam and the Nesivos that there's a fundamental between two types of Hekdish. As a matter of fact, for kind of even a Hiddish, that different story to Shav Prut. They're so different. Hiddish nearest cause of the story. And we've seen, according to Mishone Svara, when it comes to, not the Ram, but according to Mishone Svara, not the early Mishone Svara, but the Ram of the Ram, later Mishone Svara, Christian's name, Postosos, of the Ramban, or Yoga, the Rasp of the Ritva, who say that really there's two dinim. Usually it has two things, Bailos and Isser. Sometimes you can have Isser without Bailos or Bailos without Isser. One of the examples is when the Hektish is called a Kotzer, but no one was Makdish, it has Bailos without Isser. And therefore, if an Isser gets a mistake, it can be Isser equal to Pinkus. And the Ran says, you can have either one without either one. If it's you have Cheskas Mammon, you have the right to the Mammon, but it's still Usser. If you're pulled out on a Pruta, you're now remapped to the Isser, but you stole money. If you have a Cheskas Mammon and you're pulled out into a Pruta, then it becomes Mutter. Would that be? Yes. I mean, it's here's the word careful. Exactly. This gets an idea that can Hektish own things without them being Kaddish? I'll say better, without it being Kaddish. Can Hektish own things that, like, can Hektish have their Kaddish things and also they're like secular bank account, that's a word. They're regular bank account. That's exactly what the Rishonim Sfar hold. The Rishonim Ashkenaz disagree. Rashbam and Tosos don't say this. Why don't they say this? Who knows? Maybe because they don't like the whole idea of saving you. Well, exactly. The Rishonim Sfar hold. She's got two bank accounts, not bank accounts. Actually, they have two storehouses, one full of cargo stuff that is both dinim, and one full of human stuff that just belongs to Hekdesh, but doesn't have Me'ilah. It's a big Hekdesh. Exactly. That's what the Rishonim Sfar hold. Yes. Okay. That's exactly. Okay. Hadron Allah. Hadron Allah Tuprakin now. Nedimit Hector said Shlish also Shlibuso. Okay, Slikala. A lot of Maseches Meila, especially for those who've been here from the beginning. We did the beginning of the Masechta, we did the end of the Masechta, we referenced the middle of the Masechta. And Beir Tashem, I'll see everyone back in Elul for Maseches Brachos, which is going to be very, very, very exciting.
Do you ever talk about